The RNC, the Republican National Convention, continues and will culminate tomorrow night with a speech from Donald Trump that the world is waiting to see. But the highlights from yesterday's event weren't meant to be aired because they involve a little trolling. And of course, I have all of those clips lined up that you have to see. So stay tuned. But first, the Fight for Trump shirt is now available in my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. And just check this out. This one's only available in black and only a t-shirt for now. I'll try to add tank tops later. But the design works best when it's black because the black in the design is actually the shirt. It's a lack of ink. It's only comprised of three different colors, red, white, and gray. And you can save 20% off anything from my online store this whole week by using the promo code HEATWAVE20 at the checkout. It's a lame promo code. I know. I didn't come up with it. My t-shirt distributor did. But it will save you 20% off anything from markdice.com, including the new Fight for Trump shirt. So head on over there and check it out. But now back to our regularly scheduled programming of mocking the mainstream media. Wait for it. This is a CNN live shot at the convention when this great patriot decided to descend onto the scene. Cameraman can't do anything to avoid him because this is a live shot. This is not a pre-recorded bit. And so this woman is toast. And then when Kevin McCarthy, former Speaker of the House, who was thankfully ejected, was doing an interview with Caitlin Collins on the Cloud News Network, Matt Gaetz happened to walk by and do this. I'll show it from a different angle and from a different video because the microphones that the media uses at these events only pick up sound from a very close range because it's so loud they don't want to get all that background noise. So it isolates the sound of the speakers very close. And so here's the footage captured from a cell phone, which picks up the wider range of audio. Listen.
Speaking. What night are you speaking? Are you speaking tonight?
He's being sarcastic because Kevin McCarthy is such a loser that he doesn't have a speaking slot. And then Matt Gaetz reminds him of what would happen even if he did have one.
Hey, you're not. If you took that stage, you would get booed off of it. You would get booed off the stage.
Then when Chunk Uger from the Young Turks, the Young Jerks, was doing a live interview with Piers Morgan, he got a surprise from a familiar face.
You're clearly implying that it is odd, as in not negligence, but something that was planned
by the
government.
No, I'm not. I don't know.
Hey, get out of here, man. What the hell? Jesus Christ, with these lunatic Republicans.
Hey, watch your mouth, Chunk.
Total lunatic Republicans.
That was Alex Stein, troll extraordinaire. Here it is from another angle. Savannah Hernandez then found the entire Clown News Network crew exiting the convention and then did what a journalist does, started asking the questions that nobody in the mainstream media dares to ask.
Hi, y'all. I was just wondering, you guys refused to report on the incompetence of Joe Biden, and I was just wondering if you guys were told not to report on that, or if you guys really were that ignorant. The entire American public, for some reason, was able to see that Joe Biden was grossly incompetent and that he's been in cognitive decline for a long time.
That's Jake Tapeworm, by the way, and Dana Bash, Dana Rash.
However, you guys just started reporting this. Dana, can I ask you about this? Dana, you're a respected
Oh, and Chris Wallace.
Why is it Former that you guys Fox just News started host. To report on the decline of Joe Biden? Don't you feel like you have a responsibility to the public? Not to
this
lie
is again? How the brave and trusted mainstream media reacts when an average American citizen journalist asks them questions that we're all
Sir,
wondering about.
I'm here
about.
At CNN. I can't get very close to them because their security guard is blocking me. But we've got Jake Tapper here, we've got Chris Wallace, we also have Dana Bash. Now, I've been asking them why they have been lying to the American public about the mental decline of Joe Biden.
None of you guys would like to respond to that at all? No?
Pathetic.
Dana, you're a very respected journalist. Jake, not so much respected, but people listen to you still. Would any of you guys like to respond to Joe Biden's cognitive decline and why you guys lied to the American people about it for so long?
So like I said, the best parts of the convention weren't meant to be aired. And shout out to Savannah Hernandez. Go follow her over on Twitter. Almost 500,000 followers now. Other than that, it was just a pretty standard, boring Republican National Convention. Although Ron DeSantis did have a pretty good line.
America cannot afford
4 more years of a Weekend at Bernie's presidency.
Okay, that was pretty good. And because politics is such a dirty business, they invited neocon Nikki Haley to speak. But to her credit, she did bite her lip and endorse Donald Trump and pretend like she didn't stab him in the back over the last few years and say that he has no chance of winning against old Joe.
I'll start by making one thing perfectly clear.
You made a big mistake and your political career is basically over, and so you're trying to convince everybody to forget what you said these last few years?
Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
Wow. Trump's like, all right, I gotta play the game. I'm just gonna pretend like you just didn't try to derail the entire MAGA movement. Stay tuned, because there's plenty more to come in this video, but real quick, subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because you're not going to get independent and non-sugar-coated coverage and analysis like you will on this channel. Donald Trump is wearing a bandage over his right ear that he's lucky to have along with his life, but instead of being grateful that he is still alive, obviously many of the Democrats and those in the media are disappointed that the assassin didn't accomplish his mission, and many of them are trying to bite their tongues because they may actually get fired from their mainstream media jobs if they happen to express what they really feel. But others, however, are mocking the president's injury, like Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, saying President Trump's first appearance is with a ludicrously oversized ear bandage, apparently not needed prior to tonight. What he means by apparently not needed the prior night is the mentally ill lunatics on Twitter believe some random account that posted a video showing Donald Trump from earlier getting on a golf course and then claimed that that was him on Sunday, one day after the attempted assassination. And so not only do they believe that fake news, but now they are mocking the president's injury. Thankfully, this medical doctor responded to Mark Hamill saying, "Not oversized whatsoever. Typically, we have to wrap the entire head with gauze to get the pressure needed to properly dress an ear wound." But it's not just twits on Twitter, it's the morons in the mainstream media as well, like Michael Steele over on MSNBC, who was a diversity hire from the Republican Party. They appointed him to be the head of the GOP years ago. And then, of course, he turned his back on the Republicans and joined MSNBC and has been attacking Donald Trump every day for the last 8 years. And he has some questions. He has a conspiracy theory about Donald Trump wearing a bandage.
Well, let's start with last night in the Band-Aid. That's fine. Where I am at this point is it's been 3 days going on 4 since this horrific event occurred. A person lost their life, 2 have been severely injured.
That the mainstream media and you and your coworkers helped incite.
And yet we've not received a medical report from the hospital, nor have we received a medical report from the campaign or from the Trump organization about the extent of the damage to his ear. If he was shot by a high caliber bullet, there should probably be very little ear there. And so we'd like to know that. Is there cosmetic surgery involved? What is the prognosis for recovery? Were there stitches? What is the extent and nature of the damage to his ear? Was it caused by a bullet as opposed to, as some reports from those on the scene, other reporters, saying that it was actually shards of glass from the teleprompter itself, not the bullet?
You see, he's perpetuating the conspiracy theory that Donald Trump wasn't actually shot, so it really wasn't that bad. The shooter only hit the teleprompter, the glass broke, which isn't true. And so they're trying to minimize the assassination attempt against Donald Trump. The Democrats are so insane that even the Washington Post called them out for their blue and on conspiracy theories, noting that they have flooded social media after the Trump rally shooting. After the attempted assassination. And they haven't just flooded social media, they're flooding mainstream media. I'll cover the latest, how shall I say, strange information that is coming to light about the Secret Service in a future video, like the fact that the Secret Service missed the most obvious sniper in history while, as the meme illustrates, drunk MAGA fans spotted him and gave the cops his location. Now, they weren't drinking at the event, obviously. It's just a meme, but does illustrate just how bizarre this whole situation is. And like I said, the new Fight for Trump shirt is available at my online store at markdice.com, and you can save 20% off of it or anything this whole week and weekend by using the promo code HEATWAVE20 at the checkout. And again, it's not my promo code. My distributor came out with it. But it will work, and it will save you 20% off of the new Fight for Trump shirt or your An Appeal to Heaven shirt or any of my awesome designs. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code HEATWAVE20 at the checkout to save 20% off this week. And check them out.